Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I spoke with a buddy of mine the other day, Brother Bob. He called me. I was in the middle of something, and I saw his number come up, and I stopped everything. And Bob and I met. We've probably known each other now 3, maybe 4 years, I'm guessing. And we met because Bob sent me a note telling me that he disagreed with me on something, and I agreed with him. What I said was technically, I mean, it was, I don't want to say it was offensive, but it wasn't complimentary in something that Bob was involved in, and I apologized. I said, you're right, and he was so nice about it. And I got to tell you, he's such a nice guy. And Bob, I know we talked and you had back surgery, and I'm praying that you get better and that you're able to jump as high as Joe Biden, hit the top of the backboard, put a dollar there, and take some change. Anyway, Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So, but Bob called me, says, hey, Kevin, I've got 5 warriors that are going, I want to have join and support your program for your recurring donors. And I got the impression that I probably talk about our financial issues too much, but I'm not lamenting our financial issues in terms of my show and me personally. I'm telling you that I can't afford to save the nation. I'm not Elon Musk. I can't go buy Twitter or anything close to that. But what we do is important. I believe that. I believe that, you know, I mean, I listen to Joe Rogan. I don't listen to his show, but I get his clips. And when they give something that is the, quote, best of Joe Rogan, I don't, no offense to Joe, but I don't feel like he's giving you anything more than we give you. And to be honest with you, I think my show is more insightful. My producers find me better stuff. I synthesize it through my brain, and I think it comes out as good, if not as better, than many other people out there. And it's not a contest. I'm just telling you the truth. And I'm sure that because I don't listen to their shows, they probably feel the same. That's why we do our shows. But I tell you guys all the time, I don't think I'm the smartest guy in the room. I think I'm very good at developing concepts and making you think differently about things. And that was where the subject kind of went. Because I told Bob, I go, man, this is a cyclic job. I go, you know, I said, because he's like, Kevin, I really love your show. He's complimentary. That's why I want to help you get these people and all that. And I'm going, well, Bob, thank you very much, number one. I appreciate that. And by the way, he says there are people in our cigar club, which I'm an honorary member of the St. Pete Cigar Club. And he goes, that's who I'm going to get to help you out. So I appreciate those guys. And he told me, you know, we listened to the program. I went down. We had time together and stuff. And I told him we're going to come back down. He owes me lunch at a taco place he brags about. But when the subject went to the show, I told him, I got to tell you, I have to know that we're doing something, that we're reaching somebody. Because I look at Rogan, and I'm, again, no comparison, but the guy is reaching millions and millions of people. People are, you know, hanging on his every word. And in that regard, Joe has been phenomenal. I want to meet the guy. We have a lot in common. Both of us are martial artists. We study the art. Joe was a heck of a martial artist. People don't realize that. Don't pick a fight with Joe Rogan. You'll get messed up. But we have a lot in common. Political savvy, you know, pop culture to some degree. Joe's probably a lot more into that part than I am. But he's built himself a successful brand, and I'm very happy for him. But there's no reason. The only reason why, I honestly believe this, why I haven't been able to do it is because of shadow banning. I think I told you guys at one point when we were on Facebook, we got 5,000 new people per day. It wasn't bots. It was people going, who is this guy? And then they put the filter on, and it dried up. But we would be there. Anyway, I want to go back to this. So Bob and I are talking, and he says, Kevin, he goes, I will tell you, I listen to you every day. I love this show. He goes, nothing sounds repetitive. Because I was telling him, to me, it's rinse and repeat, but it's the same subjects. Just put in a different, a different person on a different day. If it isn't Fonnie Willis, it's Letitia James, it's Maxine Waters, it's Sheila Jackson Lee, it's Michelle Obama, whatever. If I'm talking about angry black women. If I'm talking about racism, so look at the subject matter, border issues, inflation, and how do you make it interesting? And I said to him, I'll be honest, I get bored. When I see a topic and it comes back up, I'm like, when do we solve the problem, conservatives, where we can take something off the plate? When you're in business and you have a problem, you want to take it off the table. You don't want to, okay, let's fix it for now. You fix it for the long haul. I'm looking at the conservative movement and asking myself, when do we fix racism? We had fixed it. Till Barack Obama came back into office, racism was pretty much just, okay, whatever. Everybody got excited. I didn't. But a lot of the country got excited that a black president was going to, got elected. And it was going to end it. And it ended nothing. Why? Because we don't fight it right. What about sexism? Oh, women don't make as much as men. Are you kidding? You don't pick the right roles, jobs. This is documented. And even when, I'm going to tell you, women have made progress in every major category. And I'll tell you this, women dominate medical now. There are more women in medical school than men. And dominate it. Go do whatever. And more women engineers. Not as many as men, but exponentially more than used to. It used to be 0.5% of women in engineering school. Now it's double digits. 7, 8, 10%. I know 7, 8 is not double digits. That's why I went to 10. But there are more. Every category where men dominated in those fields, women are now making a dent. And we still talk about, women aren't treated fair. Really? Closing the border. Give me your issue. Infantilizing black people. Oh, they can't even get a DMV, can't get a driver's license to vote. And we just, it's cyclic, cyclic, cyclic. So it bugs me because I want to find solutions. And I've said it many times, if I have enough money, I'd do it. I would prove it. And the left conspires against us. They don't want us to do it. I can tell you, there was a point where our website made $30,000 a month. You know what we make now? $300. When I tell you the impact of Google and those guys on you, I just gave you the number. It's exponential impact. Anyway, here's what I want to do. I want to thank you for your support, whatever it is, because I'm going to tell you, it is a big deal, and it does light a fire under us. So, Brother Bob, thanks for the call, and thanks for the feedback.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here. I take vitamins daily, folks, and I hate swallowing pills. So now I use Verb Spray Vitamins. Verb Spray Vitamins are 90% effective as compared to pills and capsules. You spray a little bit on the inside of your cheek, bam, you can feel the effects fast. Honestly, they taste phenomenal, and they're cheaper than pills and capsules and 3 times more effective. Verb Spray Vitamins are tested and certified. The company is veteran-owned, and the product is made in America. So visit verbsprayvitamins.com and use the code ACTION to get your discount. Do you use coupons when you shop? Probably not, but you probably wish you did. Well, what if you had a credit card that automatically got you a discount at hundreds of big box stores? And what if that credit card earned you rewards that could be used for travel or other online store purchases? For a very small monthly fee, you can save hundreds of dollars or more annually or earn awards to amazing travel deals. Visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and get signed up for Finmore. It will change the way you shop. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past. But God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. automatic entrance into the backstage club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Who doesn't want more money? Even Elon Musk wants more money. I know it's hard to believe, but he does. And there are people that want to be richer than Elon Musk, believe it or not. Not that they could spend it. They couldn't spend the money in 50 lifetimes, but that doesn't matter. They want it. It's a goal for him. Only a virtue-signaling idiot who comes from money doesn't want some money. I'm not telling you you want Elon Musk money, but you want some money. We don't worship it, but we do understand the role of currency in society. It's a value of one's contribution to the cause. It's a measure of what somebody believes your service provides. And if you go back to the beginning of it and you say, oh, well, you know, there was the cobbler, there was the blacksmith, there was the merchant, there was the farmer, there was the doctor, whatever. All these different roles that in society, there was a guy that built buggies, there was a guy that made buggy whips, and a guy would say, well, I got a buggy. He'd say, well, you need a buggy whip. And if he didn't want to use a cane pole or something to whip the horses and get them going, he negotiated with the buggy whip, who negotiated with the guy that made the shoes, who negotiated with the guy that made horseshoes and bent metal and all that. And we built the society, and people put a value on those various products. How much time are you investing to do this thing for me? And can I trade? It was a trade. We had a trading society for a long time. But we understand money made it simpler to say, okay, if you're going to go to the doctor, he has more liability, so that's bigger salary than going to your teacher. And so on. And we valued it, and you're willing to pay for it. Sometimes you're willing to pay, I don't know, $1,000 for a pair of Jimmy Choo shoes, but you wouldn't pay $1,000 for a pair of shoes at DSW. You give it a value. Sometimes it's a perceived value. I'll tell you this. I don't think there's a pair of shoes on the planet worth $1,000. Unless they got a motor in them. So, you know, it's a matter of what your perception is. People establish that value. We don't. And it's the same value that gets established on, I guess, class warfare, if you want to think of it that way. I can look at your shoes and go, those shoes look very adequate. And then other people will look at them and go, ooh, look at you, slumming, are we? Society puts a value on it as well. Of the 8 billion people on earth, we all have a different answer on what amount of money would make us happy. Now, we can encapsulate some of the answers, because I know there are people out there going, no, Kevin, there's really only a few things, you know. No. So I get it. I get what you're saying, but I don't agree. Like, for example, people would go, I just want enough to pay my bills. And then there are people that go, I just want enough to pay my bills comfortably. And then there are those that go, I just want enough to pay my bills comfortably and have a little left over. And on and on. And there are iterations of it. But is it really? Because let's say you do want to have enough money to pay your bills comfortably. Doesn't that vary? It varies with your bills. In other words, if it takes $100,000 to pay your bills comfortably today, what happens when your bills grow? Now, if you say, no, Kevin, it's a genie wish. No matter what I spend, I want to be able to pay my bills comfortably. Well, you're now getting up to what does it cost? What did it take for you to be happy? If you start out at 100K and you're going to stay at 100K and you want to pay your bills comfortably, don't get more bills. In other words, you can't answer the question. You can't handle the truth. Because things are going to grow and expand, and you're going to grow and expand, and your family's going to grow and expand, and your jobs are going to change, and you're going to move, and you're going to do, you have unexpected emergencies. That's why you can't answer that question. And that's what the uncertainty of life is. What government says, no, we'll make it certain for you. We're going to give you insurance, and we're going to do this, that, and the other. Let me tell you something. I have never seen government show up to the black funerals I've been to, where they're passing the plate and government goes, we'll bury you. Here, give us the bill. I've never seen a government go, oh, your daughter's getting married? I'll pay for it. Oh, you wrecked your car, it totaled, and your insurance doesn't cover the full bill? Oh, your business burned down and you couldn't get insurance? Oh, there was a flood and you didn't get to have flood insurance? I've never seen a government step up and go, we got you. You pursue what you pursue because you know I don't want to be beholden. Maybe you don't want to go to the regular doctor, so you work harder. You get more money. And what this government has done is create class warfare. But I want to play this clip. Gary Cohn, CEO of IBM, or on the board of IBM, he explains the lies about billionaires not paying their fair share.
That sounds like the exact opposite of what President Biden described in the State of the Union, because he took aim at billionaires. He said they pay a lower tax rate than teachers. He proposed minimum taxes of 25% on billionaires. How do you respond to that?
Well, I think you've got to take one little step back here. A billionaire is a measure of net worth. It's not a description of their taxable income. Mm-hmm. You could be a billionaire and have no taxable income. You could not have $1 billion and have a high taxable income. So when you look at the way
you're just sitting on assets.
You're just sitting on assets. And you could be sitting on illiquid assets. You could be sitting on liquid assets. We do a very good job in this country of taxing income. That's what the Constitution talks about. The Constitution talks about taxing your income. Mm-hmm. There is no income in this country unless you buy a tax-free bond that doesn't get taxed at a minimum of 20%, whether it's interest or dividends or capital gains. So there's no billionaire in this country that has income that is not paying at least 20%.
And that just barely touches on the subject, and I'm not going to cover it deeply today because we're going to run out of time in this segment, but I will talk more about it. But he brought up a lot of points. It's a measure of net worth. It doesn't mean you're bringing in $1 billion every year. You're sitting on assets worth $1 billion. And generally speaking, you've set it up to where you have a certain amount of money coming in that you live on. I have a friend, he put $20 million in an account that gets him 5% every year. So he can take out roughly $100,000 every year. That's his income. That's what he lives on. But he's a multimillionaire. But he lives on 100K. I mean, he lives on more than that, but I'm saying that's what he gets from that particular investment. This guy, he gave the truth. He goes, whatever money you have, it's being taxed, but Joe Biden acts like it isn't. And by the way, if you are a billionaire, and let's say you've got you're bringing in $500 million a year, and you're a billionaire, and you're paying 10% on that $500 million, you've got loopholes or whatever. If you're paying 10% on $500 million, you're paying $50 million in taxes a year. But Joe Biden makes it, you're not paying your fair share. I mean, unbelievable. What more does he think the government is doing for the billionaire? Why is the left so consumed with class warfare? But here's the bigger question. How do we let them win? Let me tell you something every black child in America wants to be. You ready? It's going to shock you. A millionaire or a billionaire. They don't even care how they get there. It could be sports, it could be music, it could be whatever. They want to be rich. And Republicans can't sell the idea that we can show these kids how to do it. Pathetic.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to DanPilla.com to order your copy. That's DanPilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to DanPilla.com. That's DanPilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer made a series of demands for Israel during a speech on the Hill Thursday, and one of those included calling for new elections in the Jewish state. Danny Dannon, a member of the Israeli Knesset, weighs in on Fox and Friends.
We were shocked, and I say we because it was from left to right. People were shocked to hear those words of Senator Schumer, because one of the core issues that we have in common with the U.S. is democracy, the value of democracy.
16 current and former female athletes are suing the NCAA over their policy on allowing women to compete in men's sports. Swimmer Riley Gaines has been outspoken on the issue and discusses the lawsuit.
The most important part of this lawsuit, what we're hoping to achieve, is fair and safe competition. That's what this is about. We want the NCAA to uphold the original intent of Title IX.
This is USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Music is described as the universal language. You can go anywhere in the world and you can play music and people will know what you're talking about. I could literally go to another country, play notes or play a song, and have people interpret what I'm saying through the words of a song. I mean, do we do it here quite often? I mean, on this show, like Joe Biden says, "Watch me." Well, who has the most famous song with the term "watch me" in it? James Brown. Is Joe Biden culturally appropriating James Brown, or is it just it happens that James Brown made the song? But if I wanted to communicate with you, and I played James Brown's song, "Watch me." Watch me. You would get it. If I went to another culture and I wanted them to understand what I was talking about and I knew their music, I could play their music to convey to them what I'm wanting to say. And in fact, music is so universal in its speech, I can tell you my feelings and emotions musically without having to say a word. I could just play chords and you'd go, "Oh, wow, he's sad, he's happy, he's..." You know, whatever. Beauty of music. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, listening to The Beauty of Kevin Jackson. 844-551-8255. Music inspires almost everybody on the planet in some form or another. Everyone walks to the beat of a different drum. But here's what's most interesting. For leftists, music, like every other thing in the world, is racist.
I don't know if you saw our last block. We were talking about the conservative outcry over Beyonce's upcoming country album. One could joke this whole affair illustrates that the far right actually really hates cultural appropriation. But black people have always been a part of folk and country music. You want to weigh in on that?
If white people hated cultural appropriation, then they shouldn't have created music. Because every form of music in America was stolen from black people. Rock and roll, jazz, blues, country, pop music. So if you have a problem with cultural appropriation, y'all created classical music. Y'all could have stuck with that.
I don't really need to tell you how stupid and racist that comment is. That is about as idiotic as they come. White people stole all kinds of music. This woman has no idea the range of music. She is so limited in her thinking. She gave what? Country, pop, jazz, blues. I think those are the categories she named. Does she even have any idea how many categories of music there are? For those of you who are interested, there are 35
categories of music. And she named four. But there's also comedy. There's commercial. I'm just going to give you a few of these. There's commercial. There's dance music. Right? So you've got lots of different types of music. I don't know if she knows this, but there's this thing called polka. There's Celtic. Does she think black people invented polka music? Did we invent Celtic music? I don't think so. So, but what's interesting, most interesting to me, is if you take any category of music, and I know most people probably aren't into this. I'm not either. One of my best buddies, he's passed away, but he was into dance music. But inside of dance, there's unlimited categories. And I'm going to use one. There's techno, okay? And inside of techno, there's acid techno. There's Detroit techno. There's free techno. There's ghetto tech. There's minimal. There's Nordic. There's scrans. There's techno DMB, techno pop, techno brega. I'm just giving you a few. My buddy was into the dance music scene, and he did what was called house. Well, guess what? Inside of house, I'm just going to give you some ideas of the categories of music inside of house. And house music, for those of you who don't know, acid house, Chicago house, deep house, diva house, Dutch house, electric house, freestyle house, French house, funky house, hip hop house, tropical house, hard bag, hip house, Italo house, Latin house, UK hard house, US garage, vocal house. You get what I'm saying? There's even subcategories within the house music scene. And I'll never forget, I was with Mike. We were at this bar, a place where they were playing house. And I'm going, okay, you know, and to me it all sounded the same. And he's like, nah, and we were drinking drinks or whatever. And he goes, nah, man, that's techno there, that's this. And this is ska, and this is, and I was like, what? How do you know? It's the beat. It's this or that. And it was nuanced to the point where I didn't know. Well, I can tell you this, it ain't black people inventing it. It's some kid high on LSD that decided, I just want to see this thing, you know. And, of course, the flashing lights are going off. If you were epileptic, you would have died in this place. But it's, and that was his scene. And I knew nothing about it. Nothing. I mean, and I challenge you, go look at these musical categories and you'll see what I'm talking about. And I'm just talking about dance. Inside of dance, there's club, there's breakcore, breakbeat, bro step, chill step, deep house, dubstep, electro house, electro swing, etc. That's just inside of dance. You want country? People think, oh, I know country music. No, you don't. There's alternative country, Americana, Australian country, Bakersfield, bluegrass. Blues country, Cajun fiddle, Christian country, classic country, closed country, contemporary bluegrass, contemporary country, contemporary gospel, which is considered a part of it, contemporary pop country, contemporary, believe it or not, country rap, country rock, country soul, cowboy western, which most people do know to some degree, cowboy punk. That's inside the country genre. You ever heard of honky tonk? What about psychobilly, red dirt? You ever heard any of those? Sertanejo, that's a Hispanic version of it. Texas country, traditional bluegrass, traditional country, truck driving country, urban cowboy, western swing. That's just inside of the country genre. And one of my favorites, and I'll tell you a quick story about this, Zydeco, which is a Cajun form. I remember, so I knew Zydeco music, and I was never a fan of Zydeco. I shouldn't say that. There are a couple of songs that were interesting to me, but I wasn't a fan. So I was in Houston, Texas, and my brother-in-law at the time, he goes, hey, man, we need to go to the Zydeco thing that's going on down at Galveston. I was like, man, Zydeco? He goes, nah, man, it's Zydeco meets R&B, you know, whatever. We go down there. These black folks took some Zydeco and just funked it up, man, and it was one of the most fun things I've ever done. That music was amazing. I actually gained an appreciation of white people's Zydeco through the cultural appropriation of Zydeco by black folks. That's what I learned. There is no such thing as a music genre belonging to one person. Now, have people ripped off black artists? Yes, they have. Pat Boone singing some of Little Richie's songs is just, I mean, somebody should rot in H.E. Double Cricket socks for allowing that to happen. But is it a condemnation of it? Should we racialize it? I mean, look, I get it. And I pride myself on this. I tell people this all the time. Black folks and what we bring to music is amazing. Look at what I just talked about with Zydeco. Imagine what would happen if blacks got into polka or we got into Celtic music. And trust me, black folks are innovating. A lot of those areas of trance, of house rather, as an example, are things that where black folks have gone in and they've done disco trance, funk trance, etc. All these different iterations and I guess Fauci would call them, what do they call them, the different viral mutations, come from different ideas and people doing this stuff. And the beauty of it is this. I appreciated Zydeco music. I love music. I appreciated it before. But when black folks took it and I went to that event, I really gained a bigger appreciation. It made me circle back and go, okay, I get it. And for the record, I didn't study Zydeco or any other music category enough to be able to say this or that. But I will tell you, I grew up on R&B. I also grew up in the country, so I listened to a lot of old country guys, the Waylon Jennings and Johnny Paychecks and people like that, Charlie Rich, Charlie Pride. But I always was an aficionado of R&B because it's the way I grew up. And I will tell you, if that's all I had to listen to, I'd be bored stiff. I love Gladys Knight and the Pips, Earth, Wind, and Fire, the Funk Brothers and all the stuff that Motown produced. But I'd be bored stiff if that's all I had. My travels throughout the world have really opened my mind to what's out there. And I'm going to tell you, the idea that black people are the ones innovating, doing all the stuff to music is crazy. We bring something special to it. The same way Latinos brought Tejano. That became a genre of music category to the classical Mexican genre. The classical Mexican music I'm not a fan of. But I do like Tejano. I've been to Tejano clubs and went, wow, this is cool. Same innovation that occurred with Zydeco. And black folks have taken some of the Latin rhythms and done some spectacular things. Folks, it's all for everybody. But leave it to the left to racialize it.
Radio show.
3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This is a Kevin Jackson radio show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Donald Trump makes an excellent nemesis for the Democrats. He truly is the roadrunner to their Wile E. Coyote. Democrats played the long game once Trump got elected, and because from that moment on, they strategized on how to get him. The long game ended up being the ruse of January 6th. And as I told you guys, I get censored every time I say this, but it actually did happen. Donald Trump got cheated in the presidential election, and when I'm writing about it, I have to cloak my language. I can tell you guys that the Democrats dethroned Donald Trump, the Uniparty, I should say, dethroned Donald Trump, in such a way that he had no choice but to complain. Welcome, people. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Democrats committed a coup in plain sight, and they knew Trump would see it, and by complaining, Trump set into motion all the things that are happening to him today. Now, the Democrats can read his mind, so they say he doesn't really believe that the election was stolen. In fact, they know Trump believes that the election was stolen, and for the record, so do many of them. I personally know, I can tell you this, I talked to at least one Democrat, and he told me, I know they stole the election from Donald Trump, and I'm happy they did it. I believe that is a pervasive attitude of the Democrats. We know he got robbed, but it was Trump. It was worth it. The ends justified the means. So incredibly, they want to use Trump's honest belief that he believes the election was stolen. They're using that against him. And Trump's honest belief is what caused the majority of the 91 current indictments against him. But as blood, sweat, and tears reminds us, what goes up?
What goes up must come down.
There you go.
Spinning wheel.
Got to go round. What a great song, man. That guy's got a great voice, isn't he?
Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel spin.
Hey, so the Georgia judge, he tossed multiple counts against Donald Trump. This would be Scott McAfee. Squashed six counts against Trump. Now, let's keep in mind that Donald Trump has also won in the Supreme Court. But we'll get to that more in just a second. The other thing is that they say he left 10 cases that are still pending for Trump. So he's, Trump still got some work to do in Georgia, but I'm going to make a prediction. It's going away. They went on to say this. The ruling is a blow for Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis, who is already facing an effort to have her removed from the prosecution over her romantic relationship. We covered that. But here's the bigger deal. It's one thing that they're negating Trump's cases. It's a whole other that they now are going after Fonnie Willis, and she will probably be kicked off the case. And I'm going to tell you, this is a fate. We'll talk about these other people as well, but most of these guys are going to experience the same thing. What goes up must come down, doesn't it? What I love most about this case, at least the one with Fonnie Willis, is that not only is she about to go down, but now they're connecting her to Kamala Harris, the White House, and a conspiracy. This is a RICO conspiracy against Donald Trump. Which brings me next to Alvin Fathead Bragg. And what a parlor trick this guy performed, right? He pulls a case right from between his fat butt cheeks. And what's going to happen in his case? Well, Newsweek summed it up. They said, Acting Justice Juan Merchan in a Manhattan trial ordered that Alvin Bragg 34-count felony case against former President Trump alleging falsification of business records regarding hush money he paid to adult performer in 2016 proceed to trial in March of this year. And now they go on to talk about it's not an accident that they scheduled the trial 3 weeks after Super Tuesday, and they knew that it would disrupt Trump. But what they also said is it is the weakest of all the cases against Donald Trump. Now, I will tell you exactly what it is. It was Alvin Bragg's intention of interfering with Donald Trump's ability to have a fair fight in all of this stuff. And where's it going to end up? Bragg's career will end up in the dung heap of leftist history. None of these people are going to be successful. What about E. Jean Carroll? In that case, she's not going to get a dime. No real court in America is going to uphold that case, that outrageous verdict. And Democrats know this, but they want to celebrate this temporary win like the losers they are. And, of course, Donald Trump had to post a bond because, and I don't know if I even need to get into it. I mean, he's going to appeal it, and he's going to win it. In fact, I know his judges, his attorneys have already appealed it. What about Letitia Rasputia James? What about her? Her award is going to be the same fate as these other nonsensical awards against Donald Trump. It's going to get tossed. And here's what they wrote about it. Donald Trump may have strong grounds for appeal in his New York fraud case, as there's only weak evidence that anyone was hurt during his actions. This was the opinion of, I believe, Jonathan Turley, but other people feel the same. Kevin, what's his name, the guy from Shark Tank, he's been talking about it incessantly. He says, look, this is stupid. But Judge Engoron issued the judgment against Trump, knowing that money, it's as safe as can be. So what about Letitia James? Where's her career going to end up after all of this? Six cases she's filed against Donald Trump, and every one of them will end up being overturned. Let's move on. Jack Smith, he's about to get torpedoed. He bases his cases on Trump's insurrection. So did the states of Colorado and Maine. We alluded to it that the Supreme Court already tossed their cases. The states lost against Trump, and so will Jack Smith. And in the end, I hope that every one of these people who claimed insurrection took place, I hope they all go to prison. Evidence is mounting against them. We've learned the truth about J6. Liz Cheney lied about it. Trump volunteered 10,000 troops. The J6 committee, oh, we don't know anything about that. They got rid of evidence. They continue to get rid of evidence. Lots of evidence. And why not release the January 6th video footage? Why do you demean, oh, it was a matter of national security? No, it wasn't. It was a matter of you covering your butts. I mean, they all knew. It's one big fat collusion, and they all knew about it. I feel like we should sing 91 indictments of Trump in the courts. In the theme of 99 bottles of beer on the wall, 91 indictments of Trump in the courts, 91 indictments of Trump, take one down, pass it around, 90 indictments of Trump on the wall in the courts. He's one by one dismantling these, and you look at them. Six from Letitia James had six. I don't even remember. You guys remember the numbers? I know Alvin Bragg had in the 30s. 30-something counts against Donald Trump. I want you to think about this. Over the idea that he paid off some prostitute. 34 counts. Six. E. Jean Carroll, I think, I don't know how many she's got. Is it just the one? But, I mean, think about it. What are they trying to do? They're trying to either bankrupt the guy or tie him up in court. Or, in some cases, put him in jail for what amounts to nothing. And then the biggest case that they've got, which is all supposedly around insurrection, what do we learn? The Democrats were the biggest part of it. I love it. Let me just tell you this. We're watching them come down. Watch when they finally dwindle to zero indictments of Trump on the board or in the courts. What are they going to do then? Usher him back into the White House? Because that's all you got. I mean, how much more? Look, the whole idea of this was keep him tied up in court, tie up his money. And you know what the funny part about the money? Donald Trump is a billionaire who could finance his own campaign. And the people are backing him. Now the RNC, the GOP, is backing him. And even with Donald Trump's court cases, you won't believe it, but people are fundraising for a billionaire to pay his court costs. That should tell you everything you need to know about the Trump supporters and what they feel about it. Take one down, pass it around. Wow. Democrats have to be shaking in their baby seal leather boots over this.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.